Welcome to episode 59 of the Geeky Ones podcast. On this episode, Steven and Jude tried to comprehend the madness that is DC Future State. Is it just a cash grab? Is it a band-aid solution to the now infamous DC 5G? Or is it a possible reset and not really a reset, but more like I hate to say the word, but rebirth of the DC universe without forgetting the past while adding new stuff into the future. Anyway, here's episode 59. We hope you enjoy. This episode is brought to you by Mr. Speedy. Get 50 pesos off when you place your first delivery with Mr. Speedy when you use the code GEEKYMRSPEEDY. That's GEEKYMRSPEEDY. You can book a delivery via their website, MrSpeedy.ph, or download the Mr. Speedy app from the Apple App Store, Google Play, and Huawei Mobile Gallery. Available for Metro Manila, nearby provinces, and Cebu. That's GEEKYMRSPEEDY to get 50 pesos off your first delivery on Mr. Speedy.
Nine of the Geeky Ones podcast. I'm Steven, and next to me is Jude. Today, we will be doing a quick episode talking about DC Future State. DC Future State is supposed to be like this test event that DC Comics is doing. I have a feeling that this event was a Band-Aid event because based on what happened before Dan DiDio left DC Comics, we were supposed to have something called DC 5G or like the fifth generation. Wherein we were supposed to have how do I describe this properly? So DC 5G was basically supposed to be like a succession, like a passing of the torch to new younger heroes, kind of like how Marvel Comics had an event called Marvel Now. And Marvel Now was kind of like a test of, okay, let's put Miles Morales, let's put Kamala Khan, let's put a bunch of new heroes together. Let's see how they work.
It's kind of a weird reboot thing, right?
Yeah, somewhat. Essentially like a reboot.
It's like, it was like the Ultimates a bit.
Yeah, kind of like how the Ultimate Universe was all... Well, actually, the good thing about the Ultimate Universe at first was it's just them. It's like a separate universe. Mm-hmm. But I think Marvel decided, you know what, let's just combine everything. It was actually a bad idea, in my opinion, to combine everything. So,
I know a lot of the design stuck. I know a lot of the story elements stuck. Like, even in MCU films. Like
Peter some losing of them, an uncle.
Yeah, some of them stuck. So, yeah, like... But, yeah, at least it was a entirely different Earth. I forgot
That's
what
true.
The number is. 616.
Yeah, 616 is supposed to be like the main universe.
Yeah, I forgot what the ultimate timeline was.
But yeah. Anyway, but I feel like this whole DC Future State really feels like one of those Marvel Now situations where you're like trying to experiment with new ideas. But I feel like DC Future State kind of learned from the mistakes of the past. So It's not a reboot. But it's kind of like throw it on the wall and see what sticks situation. So we have, let me just share the screen. We have the following.
DC.
All right. Let's start with number one. The big poster. So for people in the audio version, the DC Future State poster features heroes like Zatanna. We got Superboy. Wait, we have three Supermen. That's weird. We have Grifter from Wildcats. We have Jackson Hyde Aqualad, now Aquaman. A Batman. We have like two Batmen. We have a bunch of the Legion of Superheroes in the back. For some reason, Swamp Thing, which is nice, because Swamp Thing hasn't been seen in a while, besides Justice League Dark And if I were to recommend any comic book, it's Justice League Dark. You have to read Justice League Dark. We have... See, this is the one thing I hate about DC Future State. They're aging up Jonathan Kent, the son of Superman, Clark Kent, and Lara. Oh, not Lara. Lois Lane. They already decided to age him up for Brian Michael Bendis' version, which sucks.
Is he still Superboy?
He's still Superboy. No, I think he became Superman because Clark Kent is now your planet. So the role of Superman is now picked up by John Kent, his son. We have Harley Quinn, of course, because it's Harley Quinn. And yes, my rage is being filled and now I'm turning red. We have the Flash, Wally, some other Flash. It's such a... Okay, the way I see DC Future State, it really is one of those cases of let's just throw anything that sticks on the wall and whatever succeeds, we're keeping them. So we have
I think it's nice.
It's a good idea.
An experiment.
Yeah, I feel like they actually, you know how committed DC is to doing this. They're putting comics on hold on January and February, this month right now, and next month. Most of the comics will only be DC Future State comics.
Okay.
And so then by March, we're gonna have like a refreshed, rebooted again, another reboot because it's comic books. There's always a reboot. A reboot of everything, sort of. So the whole Future State thing happens because of an event called Death Metal, which is so convoluted, I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, the name itself sounds so bizarre. It sounds like a 90s comic book arc for me.
Exactly.
Well, by the way, I think I want to comment on the poster of Future State, the one where it doesn't feel, it feels like there's something too kiddie about it.
Yeah.
The design just feels
like there's something lacking. Parang it doesn't have like that same vibe that the DC Rebirth poster had. Let me show DC Rebirth poster. Like the DC Rebirth poster made you want to read comic books even if you're not a comic book reader. Because they featured so many characters in that one poster. So DC Future State, kasi I noticed there's a focus on the Justice League. Not too much like of minor characters, because you do have Red X,
Batman, and Superman.
Yeah, you have like one, two, you have like three Batman. I think. And then you have so many other characters. It gets confusing. So we have the next Batman, which is basically Lucius Fox's son, Luke, the former, what's his name? Batwing or something? Batwing. But anyway, going back, just comparing the DC Rebirth poster versus the DC Future State poster, it looks like there's hope in the DC Rebirth poster.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now that looks exciting.
Looks more exciting, diba? Ito kasi parang it's kind of boring, to be honest. It's like the background's so bland.
Order is just
like it's a placemat. Yeah, this really feels like one of those placeholder situations where you're like, okay, let's see what happens, let's see how it goes, and then let's give it a try. Let's see which ones work and then let's go from there. I'm just worried that maybe if they decide to push through with this, Bruce Wayne won't be Batman for long. Which is nice, because honestly, I feel like we've overused the Bruce Wayne situation.
Well, he's been carrying much of DC. Like, you know, he's part of, you know, their big trio of Wonder Woman, Superman. And like in terms of like recognition and amount of successful media, Batman is the most successful one.
Definitely. Like I mean,
video games, movies, he beats out any DC character by like a significant distance.
Yeah. So the way I see it, like what you said, DC being like trying to expand to different mediums, I feel like DC Future State is a way to, let's say, let's see what works. If it succeeds, let's turn it to a TV show, a movie, or something. Because HBO Max already announced, for those unfamiliar, HBO Max is the streaming service of Warner Brothers. Kind of like a counter to Disney Plus. HBO Max is already going to do a Wonder Woman series featuring the Wonder Woman on the poster, Yara Flores, Brazilian Wonder Woman, which actually makes sense because she's Amazonian and we all know where the Amazon rainforest is.
Finally.
Exact, right? Right?
Took them 6 decades?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah. It's also girl TV HBO series. Max.
It's going straight to HBO Max, which is crazy. I feel like they're really like, oh no. Oh no, it's a Berlanti series. Okay, I'm not the biggest fan of Greg Berlanti, but he has a few good Doom Patrol, but that's mostly managed by other people. Anyway, sorry, we're going all over the place. DC Future State, I feel like, is a placeholder event to make up for the events of Death Metal. So after Death Metal, we have Future State, which will basically reorganize everything into a proper division of everything. So I'm guessing we're going to have multiverse A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Then we're just going to go from there. I feel like it really is one of those let's start with a blank slate situations for DC Comics. So one of the big ideas is doing crossover mediums right away. Kind of like how Marvel did the Kamala Khan series, the Miss Marvel TV series. They already have footage, right?
Yeah, they
showed it recently, that Disney chaos that happened the last year. This one, I feel like, is another case of that, wherein DC is going to try to counter, again, the never-ending battle between DC and Marvel. We're going to have everyone countering each other. And we already have a Wonder Girl TV series coming in, looking for a Latina lead by Berlanti Productions. Daylin Rodriguez, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, so I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name. Written by Rodriguez, Wonder Girl centers on Yara, who was born of an Amazonian warrior and a Brazilian river god, learns that she is Wonder Girl. With her newfound power, must fight the evil forces that would seek to destroy the world. Very much the same story as Wonder Woman, but with a Brazilian twist. Sorry, Jude.
I'm interested in seeing this one.
Yeah, actually, I am too. Because like, I feel like I'm surprised they never did the Brazilian Wonder Woman, considering the Amazon rainforest is in Brazil.
Well, comics took a while before, you know. Yeah, but yeah, it's
how old are you, right?
Yeah, diba? It took a while. Like, it took a while for people to. It took Marvel a while to put Miles as, like, you know, the new main Spider-Man, rin, like.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is gonna take a while too, but you know, since it's on HBO Max first, it's a great jumping point. Like,
yeah.
I know there's gonna be a comic for this and then a series again, so that's pretty nice.
So the comic book series looks like this. Let's skip the Wonder Woman. And actually, I think the comic came out this week. So the funny thing is, she has So the thing with this young Wonder Woman, Yara Flor, is that as per DC tradition, she needs to have a super pet partner. Batman has Ace the Bat Hound. Wonder Woman has Jumpa the Kangaroo of some kind. Superman has Crypto the Superdog, as we all know. And supposedly, I don't know how true this is, Yara Flores' Wonder Woman has a horse named Jerry.
You know,
not very superhero.
I'm okay with the horse, like, you know, like in terms of like superhero pets, a horse is really, like, in terms of like practicality, useful, you know, can ride you off.
That's true.
And go, but Jerry, yes.
Jerry the horse.
Like the amount of creativity they had when making this just ran out on that point.
I feel like it's one of those cases, you know what, maybe they tried to sound cute. So let's go with I'd go with the whole let's try to sound different.
Yeah, like you know, put a weird pet name and then.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know what, you might, I think, I, okay, I kind of like the name Jerry because it's so different and normal. Because most superheroes, as we know, always had to have some superhero name. But like, nope, he's Jerry. I'm like, okay, I can buy it. I can buy it. Like, Jerry the horse.
Jerry the horse.
Jerry Wonder Woman. Let's find out. Wait down. Jerry the Pegasus.
Jerry the Pegasus.
Yeah. Hopefully it's real, but I don't know how real it is. Oh my gosh. He's real.
The Legend of Wonder Woman.
Pretty cool. No. Yeah. Wait down. Are we sure this is him? Wait down.
Not sure.
It's just funny how there's like a... Oh my gosh, he really is a pet. Okay, so we're going to go to comic book resources, which is hasn't been the most reliable source of information recently because they love to spoil everything. But since it's out in the open, let's talk about Jerry the horse. Jerry? Okay, he really is Jerry based on the picture. It says Jerry. Jerry, where is that stupid animal? Oh my god. Okay, I love it already. I love it already.
Okay, now I can say, yeah, this is one of the more awesome super pets.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at least it can carry the hero.
Yeah. The vibe it's giving me off based on those panels that we saw, it kind of reminds me of Flynn Rider in Tangled, where the horse is so, you know, I've got my own thing, I don't care about you situation.
You can also compare it to Pegasus in Disney's Hercules.
Yes, so. I feel like we got like some Disney Pegasus situation. Yeah, I agree. Oh, man. Anyway, we don't know much about Wonder Woman because, again, we have two issues each for all of these comics coming out, one in January, one in February. These comics will be coming in these 2 months to spread out the information coming out. And then from there, in March, we will have new comics coming out, which will explain what happens after Future State. So again, for those just joining us, DC Future State happens after like a bunch of superheroes disappear and they're off their random missions and new superheroes have to step up. Now that we're done with Wonder Woman, let's talk about Superman. Yeah. Let's talk about... Hold on. Let's just go to the descriptions. Batman. With Batman in the future, Gotham City is controlled by the Magistrate. The villainous regime has taken control of the city, now under constant surveillance. All mass vigilantes have been outlawed and Batman has been killed. But led by an all-new Batman, a new assembly of Gotham's guardians rise to give hope to all those who lost it. The comics of Future State called The Next Batman will feature John Ridley, art by Nick Darrington and Laura Braga. Outsiders, written by Brandon Thomas and art by Sumit Kumar. Arkham Knights, written by Paul Jenkins and art by Jack Herbert. Batgirls by Vita Ayala and Aneke. Gotham City Sirens by Paula Sevenbergen and Emanuela Lupacino. We also have Dark Detective by Mariko Tamaki and Dan Mora. For those unfamiliar, Dan Mora is the writer of the current Power Rangers comic, so that's pretty cool. Grifters by Matthew Rosenberg and Carmine Di Giandomenico. Red Hood by Josh Williamson and Giannis Milanogiannis. All right, so there's a lot of course, it's Batman. They're going to milk it out. From what I understand, this new Batman supposedly Luke Fox, Lucius Fox's son. So for those unfamiliar, Lucius Fox is played by Morgan Freeman in the Dark Knight series. And it's kind of like, okay, if we're talking like James Bond, Lucius Fox is kind of like Q, the quartermaster, who gives James Bond his weapons.
Yeah, so basically Lucius Fox is the man who gives Batman his toys.
Exactly. And now his son decides to become Batman. Followed by the Superman family.
Lucius Fox is now Alfred?
No, kind of.
Except he's an actual father, not father figure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because it's changing. Batman has been really difficult. The only other recognized Batman that people would really care or would care about is Terry McGinnis from Batman Beyond.
Actually, and you have a good
other
point.
Than that, like the other ones, nah, you can't. Like, so this is gonna be a tough task. Like, you know, replacing a long time character that's, you know, somewhat irreplaceable.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, moving on, we go to the Superman family, which is actually combining a few other superheroes together. Because again, I feel like DC Comics is like, oh, it's not Batman. We can't make it stand on its own. I'm like, really?
We have to have
like
one
the movies are doing pretty well.
Help.
Yeah. Anyway, the Superman family. Due to his involvement in an international crisis happening in the near future, Clark Kent has been rejected by Earth, causing him to focus his life-saving efforts outside his adopted home. He travels to Warworld to rise through the ranks of gladiatorial combat in order to defeat Mongol with the help of some unlikely heroes. Back in Metropolis, Clark's son, John, has taken on the mantle of Superman after seeing the horrors that befell Gotham. He bottles Metropolis in order to keep him safe, putting him at odds with Supergirl, Kara Zor-El, who is now, I think, Superwoman. I'm not sure. Maybe you have a new Supergirl? Connecting the two oversized Future State Superman titles, Shiloh Norman, a new Mr. Miracle, the man known as Mr. Miracle, finds himself caught between the city he grew up in and the battle-torn planet that could be his downfall. Meanwhile, this is where the weird part is. They put Wonder Woman under Superman, like they don't have trust in the Wonder Woman brand. Meanwhile, in the Amazon rainforest, Yara Flor is chosen to be the new Wonder Woman. Years later, the new Superman and Wonder Woman join forces to save their cities in a new superhero team-up, the likes of which the world have never seen. So this is kind of a callback to the old New 52 Superman-Wonder Woman comic, wherein for some reason they decided to make Clark Kent and Diana Prince fall in love and basically erase the existence of Lois Lane. It was just like, why would you erase Lois Lane? She's one of the most badass women on Earth. She has no powers, and yet she's still willing to go to the front line of superhero fights. Anyway, it's just crazy.
Weird shit.
Exactly, weird shit. We have Future State Superman of Metropolis number 1 and 2. By Superman of Metropolis by Sean Lewis and John Timms. The Guardian by Sean Lewis and Cully Hamner. Mr. Miracle by Brandon Easton and Alandro. Future State, Superman Worlds of War by Philip Kennedy Johnson and Mikael Janin, who is a famous artist for Batman. Wow, Midnighter. Haven't seen Midnighter in the longest time. Midnighter is one of the DC Comics' LGBTQ superheroes, which is pretty cool. Being written by Becky Cloonan, Michael Conrad, and Gleb Melnikov. Black Racer, I Don't Know What's That, by Jeremy Adams and Shia Mr. Miracle by Brandon Easton and Valentine Delandro. Future State Immortal Wonder Woman by Becky Cloonan, Michael Conrad, and Jen Bartel. Oh. Jen Bartel has wonderful art. You should check Jen's work, you guys. It's really good. Followed by Nubia by L.L. McKinney, Alitha Martinez, and Mark Morales. Nubia, if for those unfamiliar, is the Black Wonder Woman. She's a childhood friend of Wonder Woman, so that's pretty cool. She's getting some spotlight after years, maybe decades of being basically passed over. So again, I feel like this is one of those cases where if Marvel forced diversity into their comics, DC is digging deep and looking back at the characters they already have. And I feel
the
like that's a good
tried
thing.
To force before, I guess.
Yes. Although I feel like, okay, personally, the way I see it, DC Comics finds a way to create new characters without forcing it.
Sort of. Because the Doom Patrol is a good example. We had Crazy Jane created by Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison was probably just like creating their own character. So, yeah. That's pretty much it for Wonder Woman. And we have, holy crap, so many one-shots. Future State House of L, Future State Kara Zor-El Superwoman, Future State Legion of Superheroes, again, because Superman was a member of the Legion of Superheroes, Superman Wonder Woman, Superman versus Imperius Lex, and Future State Wonder Woman. Again, these things are happening in January, February. There's a lot to spread out. I feel like this is one of those money-grabbing cases of DC Comics, so don't be surprised if these things
You're going to have to buy a box.
Yeah, you would probably have to buy a box. And now, out of my frustration, my soju is hitting. Anyway, Justice League family, finally. I'm going to do my narrative voice. I'm going to give a thread of great change runs through the Justice League heroes. A new league is built upon secret identities, even from each other. But an old and evolved enemy will use these secrets to try and overthrow the world. For the supernatural heroes of Justice League Dark, the very fabric of reality has shifted, and heroes are being hunted. For Flash, Shazam, and the Teen Titans, it all begins when the four Riders of the Apocalypse unleash hell in the battle at Titans Academy. Umbrella Academy. Barry Allen is cut off from the Speed Force. A famine-controlled Wally West may be beyond... Oh, gosh, really? They're going to ruin Wally West again. And Billy Batson makes a deal with the devil that will change Shazam forever. Off-world, Jon Stewart and the remaining Green Lanterns are stranded in the shadow of a dead power battery. Jackson Hyde and Andy Curry are separated across the galaxy, and Amanda Waller executes her ultimate plan, but with a new but terrifyingly familiar Suicide Squad on Earth 3. At the end of time, Swamp Thing reveals its true intention, ruling supreme until a remnant of humanity launches a rebellion, and Black Adam looks to the past as the only way to save the future of the multiverse. These comics feature Future State Justice League number 1 and 2, Justice League by Joshua Williamson and Robson Rocha, Justice League Dark by Ram V, the current writer of Justice League Dark, and Marcio Takara. Again, I cannot stress this enough. You guys have to read Justice League Dark. It's really good. Future State Green Lantern 1 and 2. Last Lanterns by Jeffrey Thorne and Tom Rainey. Tales of the Green Lantern Corps by Josie Campbell, Ryan Kirdy, Katie, Ernie Altbacher with Sammy Basri and Clayton Henry. Future State Suicide Squad number 1 and 2. Suicide Squad by Robbie Thompson and Javi Fernandez. Black Adam by Jeremy Adams and Fernando Pasarin. And finally, the miniseries Future State Aquaman by Brandon Thomas and Daniel Sampier. Future State The Flash by Brandon Vietti and Dale Eaglesham. Oh, Dale Eaglesham, who did the art for Shazam recently. Future State by Shazam by Tim Sheridan and Eduardo Pansica. Future State Swamp Thing by Ram V and Mike Perkins. That's the entire slate of DC Future State.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Now, for beginners,
it's like a box worth of comics in 2 months.
Exactly. I'm like, are you really going to plan all of this in 2 months?
Well,
it's insane.
Nothing's stopping them from doing so right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pandemic. So, again, everyone, stay safe. Stay together. Don't leave the house as much as you can. DC Future State feels like one of those... again, like what I said at the start of the show. DC Future State feels like a Band-Aid solution to a mistake or a problem that happened beforehand, which was DC 5G. Because when DC 5G came out, there was no DC Future State. So I really feel like this is one of those... Let's just make do with what we have now and go from there. Again... You probably don't have to read everything. When it comes to DC Comics, I feel like... Actually, comic book reading in general, don't try to read everything. Do not try to read
everything because it's going to get very confusing. Before we continue, I do want to thank our friends at Podmetrics for giving us the Mr. Speedy promotional code. For people who, hey, who knows, maybe you want to get your comics delivered to you. Shout out to Comic Odyssey and Phil Bars, some of our big local comic book shops. Maybe if you want to get 50 pesos off your first Mr. Speedy comic book delivery, well, actually your first Mr. Speedy delivery in general, use our code GeekyMrSpeedy, which you will find on the bottom of our screen and on the description of the podcast. So once again, get 50 pesos off your first Mr. Speedy delivery with the code GeekyMrSpeedy and get your comics. Get fresh and safe. Anyway, going back. DC Future State, don't try to read everything because it's going to be very confusing. However,
I think for every reboot attempt, for every reboot attempt that any comic book publisher would make, you shouldn't read everything. And I think still picking one person, one character, or one group way to just, you know, get into comics. Like still the best way to get into a series, because you can't read everything. Yeah, you can't. Like even though there are diehard fans that can have an encyclopedic knowledge of a lot of comic universes, it's still difficult to do so. You know, I think just stick to one thing first, and then see if it rolls nicely.
Yeah. Now, going to a website called How to Love Comics, it does answer a question. Is this the future direction of DC Comics? They say no. DC Future State will only be a thing for January and February, just like X-Men Age of Apocalypse, and the regular comics will return. It's quite possible that DC Comics may return to this future later down the track, or that some of the popular ideas are integrated into future stories. But it is safe to say that Future State is not a permanent direction. That being said, DC has mentioned that there will be some hints at stories that will be published later in 2021. Again, band-aid solution, because we don't know what exactly is going on with DC Comics, because they laid off another round of people, which is sad. Again, like, nobody wants to lose jobs in this pandemic. But it's just like, let me rant. Can I rant?
No.
Okay. I feel like this is another case of DC Comics and being too managed by AT&T, the parent company of Warner Brothers. I feel like AT&T is just... they really don't care about the comics itself. I feel like they're just doing this so like, okay, let's see what we can turn into a TV show, like the Wonder Woman, Wonder Girl series. So now we have to wait and see what happens. Let's do another episode in March and see how this affects the whole DC Comics universe and see what happens from there. But yeah. We have the next Batman, Harley Quinn, a bunch of like one-shot comics, or two-issue mini comics, 2 issues. It's just... the chaos of Future State made me give up on comics for now, honestly. I already collected my final issue of Batman Beyond, number 50. I'm glad it ended with number 50, so at least it ended on a round, on an even number. So at least it's not as like, you don't get obsessive compulsive because it ends with like a number 50. So at least it's a landmark issue.
At least it was an end of the 37.
Yes, exactly. Like when comics end like 27, you're like, can we at least reach 30? Anyway, a lot of comics came out in January 5. And yeah, a lot of comics just started coming out in January 5. DC Future State feels, anyway, to conclude this episode, DC Future State feels like a band-aid solution to see what works
And again, we will have to go back to this topic in March to see how it will affect.
It's going to be a crazy reboot experiment.
Exactly. It's such a reboot experiment, but I'm actually interested in it, but not to the point that I want to read it. You, Jude, like, do you think you would read any of these comics?
Well, you know, whenever it's DC,
yeah,
I think, you know, the most interesting here probably is the Justice League family.
Yeah, actually, because there's so much variety.
Like whenever I read comics, I have more affinity, more preference to superhero groups because okay. You know, I just like jumping into different characters in multiple issues because it's really fun. Like having a group of superpowered people is crazy. It's a crazy story to follow. But yeah.
All right. So that's pretty much it for our thoughts on DC Future State. Not too many listeners tonight, but again, sorry for the delays. It's my fault.
Yeah, it's anyway. A pretty short episode too, so you know,
yeah.
This is just a little, not recap, but rant. You know, just breakdown and rant.
Yeah. Because again, so much stuff is going on in Future State, we don't know what's going to happen next. Again, I feel like this whole thing is just a situation by AT&T wanting to experiment and see what can be adapted to the movies onto the screen. For more information on the Geeky Juans, do check out our website, thegeekyjuans.com. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify at The Geeky Juans. Don't forget, we also update our website with podcast episodes. Speaking of episodes, our latest episode, the Wrestle Kingdom 15 preview show, not preview, Wrestle Kingdom 15 results show is now out.
Yeah.
Yes, it's live on Spotify. I guess let's talk about quick note on New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Road to the New Beginning shows pushed through. They're ending earlier than usual because the Japanese government wants events to end by 8. What else? Looks like the New Japan Cup is pushing through. We don't know the status of Jay White.
March?
Yes, March. It's going back to the old spring schedule. Anyway, those are... Yeah, sorry?
At least they're trying that.
Okay. Any thoughts on HTK? Sorry, this is an MTG show messaging us on Discord. Oh, hey, Angelo. Saying hi. Sorry? Oh, wait now. Let's ask. Oh, Hard to Kill. Okay. Angela Pinera is asking us about Hard to Kill. Yes. Watch Hard to Kill. Impact Wrestling's Hard to Kill. It's a fun show. Drew, do you have anything you want to talk about before we go?
Event. Like, you know, it's AEW. It's Impact Wrestling and there's AEW wrestlers in there and it's crazy.
Exactly. It's so insane.
It's not an invasion angle in some way. It's kind of like an invasion, but you know, smaller scale, but it's a BC thing, which has pissed off the Tongans, and I'm happy for that because you know, finally they're asserting their OG Bullet Club selves.
I mean, Bad Luck Fale is one of the OG Bullet Club member left. Like one of the OGs besides Tama Tonga and Carl Anderson.
They're the only two in Japan right now. So, yeah. I think we can hype up some of our episodes for next.
Yes. Talk about our future episodes.
Now, both episodes are going to be on Sundays, just like this one. So, next week we'll be talking about wrestling again. And then it's about wrestling and Jack TV. Like, you know, how Jack TV was... our little Filipino wrestling gateway, like our gateway to wrestling for us when we were kids back then. You know, if you're a kid in the 2000s, this is an episode that you should be
watching. Sure.
And then
we're gonna have a guest. We're gonna have a guest, by the way.
Yes, for, we are.
For the Jack TV episode, we will be featuring Ro Moran of the Wrestling Podcast. Shout out to Podcast Network Asia. What else? Oh, Derv mentioned, sorry, I have to mention this. Derv of the Wrestling After Work Podcast mentioned Takakiki Dani and Naoki Sugabayashi. Cease and desist letter coming soon. Oh yeah. My god. No, but here's the thing. Okay, I know we're not, this is a comic book episode, but I just want to mention my conspiracy theory. Impact, New Japan, and AEW, I have a weird gut feeling. They have a partnership together and we just don't know when they're gonna like fully unleash everything. Because, okay, Tama Tonga is back in Florida. Hint, hint. So that means the GOD is in Japan right now, in Florida right now. And what's filmed in Florida, Jude?
Ooh, that's AEW.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's how I think it would go. Diba, Jay White is also in the States right now? Probably.
Yes.
Assuming. There with the OG with GOD and yeah. You know, Tama Tonga is tearing up BC things on Twitter.
Yeah, like and, a proper you know, BC Kenny civil Omega, war that we never got.
Kenny Omega is probably triggering that even more by wearing a BC BC merch in Hard to Kill's main event.
That's true.
And, you know, the fact that the Good Brothers and the Young Bucks are also involved. So, yeah. The only one missing here is, you know, somehow they pluck out Finn Balor out of WWE. just to make sure that everyone is having this nice little fancy BC reunion. You can actually even get Adam Cole.
The deceased Adam Cole.
And oh yeah, we forget AJ Styles too, you know. Just exactly, get everyone. Exactly.
Get everyone together. Anyway, Jude, continue with the promotion.
Oh yeah. Okay. For our January 31 episode, so that's a month ender episode. We'll be talking about Genshin Impact with Dango Flash Gaming and Damitanica. And that's going to be another episode. It's going to be a lengthy discussion. It's going to be mostly about the game, you know, how we got into the game, the characters. Mostly it's about the characters, I bet. But yeah, it's a lot of those things. And yeah, those are the next 2 weeks are basically set. So we just have to prep everything and we'll be making our more announcements in the weeks to come.
All right, that's it. So again, don't forget to visit thegeekyones.com. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify. I do occasional streams of NHL 21 on Twitch, on the Geeky Ones channel. That's pretty much it. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Leave a review on our Apple Podcasts. I'm Steven. This is Jude. And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode of The Geeky Ones is presented to you by Ambidexter. Check out ambidexter.media for more information.